Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Terrell, good morning, man.
Morning, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad I didn't talk to you yesterday. I guess it would have been last. No, we talked to him last week. Did we talk to him last week?
No, we missed him last week.
We missed him last week.
No.
It was after that whole Embiid pulling that dude down because I thought he should have been thrown out the game. But they won the game. Philly, you know, they got to win. But I knew you didn't want to hear that. But being
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's what I'm saying, right? Right? Exactly. Who do we have that at least, Belizean at least will talk about Michigan?
Yeah.
You know, even though he hates him and he's a Michigan State dude, you won't even give any credibility, you know, to things that are going on in against your team and what they're doing up there. Let's talk, take a second and let's start there. We're going to get around the NBA and the playoffs. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining us here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What do you think of your 76ers right now?
I think today's game is a must-win situation for them. They'll play today at 1 o'clock. They'll get the playoff Saturday started today at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And I will say the Knicks have looked very well in these first few games. I don't want to make any excuses for the Sixers. I did think they were put in an awkward situation in game two. And, you know, I hate when the NBA gives us those kind of, you know, what we should have done, these missed calls and such, because – I think the Sixers would have won game two and then been up 2-1. But I hate in these scenarios to go woulda, shoulda, coulda. They lost the game. They were up 5 points with 28 seconds left and found a way to lose. So I was a bit frustrated with them in Madison Square Garden, but I was pleased to see and be. Now, that play honestly was a little –
It was dirty. Go on, say it.
Oh, man,
just
yeah.
Move on.
Come on.
That was some home-cooking calls there. That dude should have been thrown out immediately.
I will say that definitely was something that I'm not used to seeing Joel. I don't look at Joel Embiid at all as being a dirty player. There are times where he may whine on the court. I will say that. But I don't look at him as being a dirty player. So I was very surprised to see how that went down. But nevertheless, 50 points in a must-win game three. And I think it's the same scenario again, because you don't want to go back to New York down 3-1. New York is a very gritty team, a well-coached team. And they have a star on their side in Jalen Brunson. So I'm impressed with how good they've looked down the stretch without Julius Randle. But to answer your question, as you said, I want to see more from our role players for sure. And it's a must-win game for if they really want to get back into this series.
See what happens there, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. All right, you talked about that matchup. Thoughts about Indianapolis and Milwaukee. Indianapolis home today. They're up 2-1 in this series. A banged-up Milwaukee team. They're kind of hanging on Dame Lillard, and he's not healthy.
Yeah, very banged up. Of course, Giannis not being out there, and it's not looking like Dame Lillard's going to actually go today. So that could be trouble for Milwaukee. He re-injured. He had an ankle injury and a lower ligament injury as well. And he tried to play through game three. He was able to do that. But it's looking like he's going to miss game four. And Indiana's given the Bucks fits all season long. That's been one of the better matchups for me watching these games throughout the NBA the 2023-24 season. Indiana's had Milwaukee's number with Giannis and Dame in the lineup. So with them being home today, Caitlin Clark was at the game three kind of rooting the Pacers. This will be another interesting matchup. And I think Tyrese Haliburton, the gentleman who will be playing on Team USA this upcoming summer, he's a really great player. And I remember us all speaking about this around the trade deadline, just when Siakam came over to the Pacers, we all said that, hey, this will be a dangerous team in the Eastern Conference when the playoffs roll around. They get a win tonight, I think they might find a way to knock out Milwaukee. So that's something to keep our eye on. But, yes, a very banged-up Milwaukee Bucks team. Doc Rivers has to find a way to get it done, or the narrative will continue. Can Doc really win those big games? So that'll be an interesting game to watch as well.
You know, Terrell, I don't know how much we think about back when we played the in-season tournament, which Indianapolis won. I mean, and this comes out to the thing about a team that wins that thing. Does this become a thing now? If you win it, you watch for that team in the back half of the season and in the playoffs, what they could potentially do?
That's actually well said. And it may be, because given that scenario so early in the season, they kind of, it's not a playoff situation, of course, because they're one and done in a lot of situations for that actual tournament. But just still, the stakes are risen at that point. So when they get here in the playoffs and it's a four-game scenario, I do think that actually could have been a great test for them, especially with them being a young team, a new team that's, you know, on coming up. And we have to give their coach, Rick Carlisle, a gentleman who just seems to always get it done as well.
That's true.
Got Lloyd Pierce on that coaching staff as well. So they have a lot of great basketball minds over there. But, yes, I think that's well said. That may be something to pay attention to moving forward.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I think the story of these playoffs will happen tonight. If what I believe will happen, youth is being served, Milwaukee and Phoenix. These guys, not only playing against their idols, because Ant-Man is going up against Kevin Durant, but let's say it out loud. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker could get swept out of these playoffs tonight. That will be, in my mind, the story. And I don't care what he did in Golden State. You're going to have people holding their nose when they give praises in the Hall of Fame and everything that's going to Kevin Durant because of these two championships. But that's still got a funny taste in a whole lot of people's mouths, how he got them. But this and what's happened here on the top of what happened in Brooklyn. How you feel about that, man, tonight, ending his season like that possibly?
Well, I'm going to take just a second and toot my horn for a moment, because throughout this season as well, when you gentlemen have asked me, you know, who do you have your eye on, who's the most interesting young player, we spoke on Shea in Oklahoma City, but I've always thrown out there, hey, we got to watch Minnesota, and Anthony Edwards is my favorite young player right now. He's just an electrifying talent. And that young man, he is just impressing me with each game. I see the growth in his game. Kevin Garnett was tweeting about how wonderful this young player is and how he's happy that Minnesota has him leading their franchise right now. And I think that, I don't want to say it's their time, because they still are a very young team, but they have some veterans, and Michael Conley and Rudy Gobert sprinkled over there, and they have the sixth man of the year and Naz Reid. I think they actually, it's kind of tough to say. I think they may sweep Phoenix today.
I'll say it. They're going to sweep Phoenix tonight, and I think they can take Denver deep, because you talk about them being young. Yeah, no, I'm going to say it out loud here, because, see, when we have these teams that just sort of emerge, nobody saw Patrick Holmes in Kansas City when they got that first one doing what they did. Nobody thought Tom Brady in New England when they came down. Look at it. It took a field goal to start off that dynasty to win it for them. But when youth is served and they get to that championship, what's that old phrase, Sam, they're too dumb to know they're not supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
And they get it done. So I have no problem with hitching my wagon to Minnesota going all the way.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not mad at that right there. I would love to see Anthony Edwards, George's own, get a ring. But it is – I was one – I also thought Kevin Durant should have never left Golden State. I mean, hey, when you have something working so well, don't let outside noise affect that. And since he's left Golden State, it's kind of been downhill when we look at his tenure in Brooklyn and now his tenure with Phoenix. All-star teams, Kyrie and James Harden, they didn't get it done.
No.
And then you have Bradley Beal and Booker, and it doesn't appear – you know, I don't want to count them out until – the whistle is blown, you know, as they used to say in Rocky, get up, throw in the towel. I'm not going to throw in the towel for those young
another
men.
Another Philadelphia reference.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah, I know. You notice that, right?
More Philadelphia, right?
Put your money on Minnesota. You got the professionals, professional in Mike Conley. You got the best big man shooter in Karl-Anthony Towns. And then you got what's next as far as Anthony Edwards and a host of others around him?
Well, you say that, but you talk about the best big man. Those guys were on display last night with Denver against L.A. And Lakers had to hold off elimination. AD had his best game of the playoffs. You know, if he did that each and every night, things might be a little bit differently. Yeah. But he brought it last night.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Lakers last night. I was impressed with Austin Reeves. Just that's them as a collective. I guess LeBron got in their ear and let them know, hey, we're not going out like this. There's no guarantee that, you know, we'll go and win four straight games, but we're not going out like this. And it was actually the Lakers' first time beating Denver in their last 12 matchups.
Yep.
The Nuggets were 12-0 against the Lakers in their last 12 matchups. So it was impressive last night. I will say that. Yep. Crypto.com Arena was on fire. It was electric in that building yesterday. It seemed like the fans knew that they had to bring the energy yesterday. And I will tip my cap to AD because I feel like he's scrutinized a lot for not being consistent. But he is an all-world player. And as you mentioned, if he could do that every night, the Lakers would be so dangerous. But we just don't see that consistency from him.
Meanwhile, the other guy had a triple-double. And, I mean, he had a triple-double early. I think like by the end of the third quarter or something. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And it seems almost effortless, the stuff that he's able to do and impact the game. And, was watching, checking it out last night. Yeah. You got 33 points, 14 assists, 14 rebounds, man. I mean, that's what you got to deal with, whoever it is. You can say Minnesota all you want to. You got to go through these folks.
I said they're going to take them deep. I didn't say they're going to beat them. I said they're going to take them deep. That's what I said. All right, check the tape. But I was getting into D'Angelo Russell gave them that win that propelled the Lakers last night.
Yeah.
The way he looked after game three or during game three,
yeah.
That was there was a conversation loud in that Lakers locker room, and I doubt any coaching staff were in there. So that's what I'm looking at here. But I'll tell you, moving forward right now, I just want to ask you guys, and this is for both of you, because we look at this one series with Oklahoma City, and you wonder what could be. This was the year we thought we were going to see Zion Williamson. And the times we saw him, that dude was special. But now, again, the same thing. He's not there. And so I wonder, how do you talk about this dude's career so far and the player he is? Terrell, start with you.
He's one of those great mysteries, in my opinion, because we have seen flashes of him being a phenomenal player. There were times where folks were talking about him being overweight. It seems as though he's got that under control. He's looked very bulky, muscular, strong, and athletic over these last few months. But the story of his career thus far has been injuries. And it kind of reminds me, quite honestly, of Joel Embiid, not to be a homer again. But early in his career, he was hurt often when the Sixers were going through the process and such. And it looked to be, hey, would this be a guy who only had a 4 or 5 year NBA career? So with Zion, and we see where Joel is at now, being an MVP and looking some way to get his team past the second round for the first time ever. But I kind of see that with Zion as well, a gentleman who early in his career injuries have plagued him. But I don't believe that the book is written on him yet. Now, I do believe the Pelicans will be swept, and we may see a new roster in the NOIA over the next few years. I think Brandon Ingram's going to be out of there. But I do believe that the best is still yet to come for Zion. I don't know if it'll be in a Pelicans uniform. Maybe it'll be the Hawks. But the best is yet to come for that young man.
But talk about him, though, and that's a name that's missing that you thought would be there, along with Ja Morant, two names that are missing off this Olympic team that we figured may have been there. We talk about the changing of the guard in the league. We're missing that this time around because I think they both would be in that conversation.
You got to make it quick, Terrell. Noel's giving us music.
Yeah, I think both of those young men will have an opportunity moving forward, but I'm surprised Kyrie Irving's not on that team, to keep it funky with you. We don't see Uncle Drew right there. I think he should be in the lineup before Zion and Ja, but I think, again, they're young men, so they'll still have time to make Team USA moving forward.
And the kids doing all right?
Yeah, they're doing wonderful. As you see, Melo had a phenomenal game yesterday, fielding getting better, hitting getting better. Sayla will be graduating in about 2 weeks, so eighth grade going
Ooh.
To high school.
You hear that?
Look at it. See, we proud grandparents.
I know it, man. They just growing, doing all kind of wonderful things. She's gonna be asking for the car keys for you.
No. Somebody gonna be knocking on his door, taking her to prom. That's the one. Listen to him. He ain't ready for that yet.
Yeah, don't rush it.
Hey, excuse me. Is Shayla home?
Yeah.
Can she come?
No. We got the bow and arrows ready.
Bow and arrows. Whoa. They won't even hear it coming.
No, that's right. All right, Terrell, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Take care, man.
Tell the kids we said hello.
Have a great week.
All right, now.
I certainly will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.